My name is Daniele Ruaro. I'm from Italy. I'm here because we've been doing a research in Italy since 2020 to study what is causing the long COVID. And a year after, like in 2021, when the vaccine arrived to Italy, and we start to see the same symptoms in a patient that they had in 2020. And we start to study also the vaccine and how it's causing this thing. And what we found out is already been published by public domain by other researcher to it, it out of a spike protein. Okay, especially the spike protein that in the vaccine.
Can you just explain what a spike protein is? We keep hearing this expression. What is this thing?
Okay, basically the spike protein is a toxic protein. Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of doctors and practitioners, they don't want to say this word, that's toxic protein, but it's toxic. And we know this for sure from our research, because we've been studying it with toxicological laboratory in Italy, okay? And this basically, the first period after the vaccination is circulating in your blood. And after a while, we don't know after how many days or after how many weeks, no one have any evidence about it, it's get attached to your receptors, to your organs. And it's not attached just like to your lung or your liver, but attached to all your organs, causing damaging them, okay, causing a lot of disease, pathology. Right now, there is a lot of research about vaccine-induced vision is about 20 different symptoms. Brain fog, blood clots, neurology, joint pains, okay? So there's a lot of research about it, okay? It's about 20 different symptoms. It's all about the spike protein that's from the vaccine. Even though they don't want to call them vaccine-induced, but they are vaccine-induced, okay? They call them long COVID, okay? Let's admit it, it's vaccine-induced patient. What we've done in Italy in our research for 3 years to study the spike protein and to study some natural molecule to fight it, okay? And what we found, since this is artificial, so the natural molecule like quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D is helping us, our immune system, to tackle it for a while, but actually it's not helping to get rid of it, okay? So what Dr. Bean telling before in one of the sessions, that he said, I got some of vaccine-induced patient in treatment like with all natural molecule, okay, like vitamin D, magnesium, and like once they stop, it's come again. So like every 3 months, okay, it's come again same symptoms, because basically all this is helping you to tackle it, helping your immune system to get stronger, but not helping you to get rid of it.
Well, I know a taxi driver, I was in his taxi a few weeks ago, and he said to me, since I have my booster, I really feel bad, and the second jab, I feel bad, I wish I'd not injected it, but he said, you can't de-inject this stuff. But what you're saying is, maybe you can target these spike proteins.
Yeah, basically this, yeah.
Maybe help the body to remove them, is that really possible?
That's really possible, and we done it in vitro, okay, before to produce the augmented NEC. So we done a treatment in the NEC because we seen that the NEC is one of the few molecules that can deactivate the spike protein. But it was in a percentage that's very low, between 12 to 15%. So it's still very low. And that's why we used the quantistic physics to acquire the signal of spike protein, this artificial one in vaccine, okay, and reverse this signal and put it in a natural molecule like the NEC that's already got some benefit, okay, to reduce the inflammation as well known, okay. And from there, we completed our research and we start to give it to the doctors, and the results is really amazing, because right now, one of the I can say it's the only supplement studied to get rid of the spike protein.
Okay, so what would you say if people will say, well, you're just making money at this, this is snake oil?
Okay, basically, when we launched it, after 3 years of research, okay, we had to cover all this research cost for 3 years, 2020, 2021, 2022, okay? And right now, after 6 months that we launched it, okay, in few days, we will make half of the cost just to reach as much as persons to help them to get rid of the spike protein.
But there will be people who say that it's not proven.
It's not proven what?
That your treatment is not proven to work.
It's what we do, okay, when someone asking me a clinic trial, I always explain them, okay. In the supplements, you couldn't find any supplements in the world with a clinic trial. A clinic trial is get done in drugs and medicine, okay. So what we done, why we done here in vitro trial?
That means inside the body.
Yeah, that means...
Not in a test tube, inside the body.
Yeah. Inside the body, we got the results, the clinic practice of many doctors, and some of them have been reporting their case history of patient with vaccine-injured patient, okay, that have been treated with augmented NAC, and they get rid of their symptoms, okay?
So if people are interested in following this up, where do they find you?
All our research is public domain, so you can find it in our website. Our project for this research is called It's Zero Spike. The website is itzerospike.org.
Okay, so that's Z-E-R-O. Is that right? Z-E-R-O. You've got a heart there, but it's Z-E-R-O Spike.
Yes. Yeah. Z-E-R-O-Spike.org. There is a public domain, all the research that we've done. And to go to the store to order the product, you just write augmentednac.com.
Okay, Daniel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.